everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we'll just say a little phrase here from the Van Halen song, Love Walks In. And then you sense the change, nothing feels the same, love comes walking in. So that's what this program is about, is the love that comes walking in is your connection with the divinity that you have inside of yourself, which is your own spirit. And this is what the show does to help you realign with that energy of you. And also we do healings on our other energetic bodies that help to create our physical body and our awareness that we have here. So the first thing we're going to do is an entity clearing. So again, just sit back and relax as we do on all the shows here normally to help you to connect to yourself more. Remember, if the entities are in you, then like we say, lights on, nobody home. Then you can tell if you're in your body. In fact, like everybody right now, to kind of pinch like maybe their hand a little bit here or a finger and give it a decent pinch. And if you feel like you're more awake, then you were out of your body, okay? If you just feel like you're pinching yourself, only while you're pinching yourself, then you were in your body as much as you can be. So this is a real good test for everyone. Just give yourself a pinch, which you probably already have done. And if all of a sudden you waken up, that means that you were not home all the way. And you must be home to be conscious of this lifetime that you're living. Otherwise, why would you be here if you're not going to be in your body? So, and your body needs you. So this is another way of looking at it. As I work with a lot of people, they end up saying, which is a common thing across all healings that I do. Most people say, Ron, I just really don't like it here on the earth plane. It's too negative. I just really don't want to be here. Well, that is correct. I understand that completely. But remember, your body needs you. That's why you have a spirit in it. It needs you to help save it. And this is why Jesus came for his teachings of ascension 2,000 years ago. He came to help humanity move out of this density and get to go into a much higher level of consciousness with your physical body. This is what the teachings were. And the light ship comes every 2,000 years to give the bodies living at that time this wonderful chance to do the ascension. And hopefully, as you're listening to me, you're one of those people. So what we're going to do first is entity releases. And you can also look in the mirror and look how your eyes look. Check out your friends that you work with. See if their eyes are clear and kind of examine each person. Maybe pick a half a dozen people and just kind of judge it for yourself and see who's in their body more than others. And you'll probably find out the ones that are more in their body normally have a little more going for themselves, or they're a little smarter. When you're out of your body, and it depends what entity comes into you, when you're out of your body, you don't have your spiritual intuitiveness, and that's kind of what goes away. So you must do that. It's like TD is requesting to increase the volume on BBS if they're listening. I have no control over that, so what I would suggest is maybe get to calling on the call-in line on the telephone. Some people use their phone line and they can't do that. So somebody's available to maybe call in on their phone to ask BBS to turn the volume up, that'd be wonderful. So we're going to start releasing entities now from you, out of your feet. And we're going up now to your ankles, to your knees. And here we go, coming out to waist, and here we go, and now we're going up internal organs here, moving up down the arms, elbows, wrist, fingers, going up to the neck. Okay. There we go, and they're being released now from everyone. And naturally, because we released them, you must fill it up with your spirit, otherwise more will come into those locations. Here we go. And we're going to bring your spirit back into your body here more. So coming in, much stronger. So stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, you guys are feeling good. Should feel very heavy now, too. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'd just like to have you sit back and just feel your energy of your body. And we're going to just put some music on here so you can feel your spirit with you. And just see how you feel different right now. We're going to do a chakra alignment for everybody. And here we go, moving your heart chakra around a little bit. And remember, they go out of alignment through the mind, psychic attacks. It's the only reason why you'd have the chakras out of balance, because that consciousness does not want to be interfered with. So it has to change its orientation with the energetic bodies to prevent that from corroding, interfering with. There's all different words I could use there. Taken out of integrity, these energies here. Remember, if somebody blasted you into your heart center completely with a psychic attack, it could probably kill you. And so the bodies do change orientation to prevent that from affecting other bodies. So right now we're realigning them back for you. And here we go. Heart center is fine. Go up to your throat chakra. That looks great. And now we're going to your third eye. Wonderful. Okay. And now we're going back down to your power chakra. And second chakra. And first chakra. Feels great. We'll do an opening now if you wish. This is your choice if you wish to have them open. Sometimes people are in a noisy room, and actually if you're a little more sensitive, what happens when they get opened up, you become a little more sensitive, a little more awakened, a little more intuitive sometimes. So if it is that type of condition for you, you may not want to have it opened up more, but this is your choice here. If you do, we'll open them up body width for you. So here we go. Heart chakra we always start with, so use the word spin to increase it. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. And going back down to your power chakra. This is your solar plex area. Spin, 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 open. And second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. I've had people asking me at times, when they put a pendulum over their chakras, it turns a certain way, and somebody said that maybe one way is better than the other. So I don't really know. I don't have the answer to that question here for everybody. I think your body knows the correct way, and so does your spirit, so I don't interfere with that. So anyway, that's just information for you. We're now going to do the mind to heart drop. So what we're doing is bringing your consciousness awareness, this you could call your mental body, could be your awakening consciousness, whatever word you want to use there, how you think. And we're going to bring those thoughts, that body, down to your heart center. And I always have to use some type of procedure of counting to command the energy. And what I do is count from 10 down to 1. So think of an elevator in your forehead. And we're going to be dropping that down. And you're going to feel the body actually move and your physical body go down if you're in tune a little bit with the energies. And likewise, if you don't feel anything, it's working anyway. So don't beat yourself up. And sometimes there's people who wish they didn't see anything, believe me. So if you don't feel anything, it's perfectly fine. Here we go. And dropping down, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. Now you should be in your heart center. Feels like most of you are. I need to do it some more for some of you. So 10, and don't think about your mentalness. Don't try to move it down. It'll go down automatically here, okay? I see some resistance there for some people. But the problem is that they're trying to really push that mental awareness down, and it will go down automatically because your spirit will connect with it and bring it down, okay? But then it has to surrender its willingness to control your life in the mind, in your head area. So here we go, dropping down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we'll just put some music on again here. So you can sit back and connect with your own spirit, and your thoughts should come from your chest area. You're all really heart connected right now. And what we're going to do here is some wonderful healing. And I always start off with the emotional clearing. The emotional clearing is what everyone needs in their life. And this can be done for your friends also. So what I think we're going to do is first to you, then I'll just have you think of a friend of yours, and we'll do a few days for them too. And again, these healings are sample healings. They're not, they're 100% done for what the light chip has done for you. But remember, they're not completed because you must have your whole lifetime done in order to have the clearings 100%. The years can intertwine back and forth. We're going to go back 5 days ago. And here we go. This is an emotional healing. This is for yourself. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 4 days ago. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 3 days ago. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 2 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So like you all know, just to sit back, look at the situation that you may have dealt with in the last 5 days. There's always one that pops up for everyone. Maybe more than one. And it should look distant to you, like somebody else's movie. Like, oh, well, this happened to me, and I can let it go now. I don't have to live in the past any longer with this situation. It shouldn't bother me, and this is the way it should work and look to you as you go back and experience this here. And next we're going to do an emotional healing for a friend of yours. And again, think of that person, just one person, please. And it could be someone who you're living with. And you're going to notice that their life will change if you have anything between you and them within the last 5 days. So think of their name right now, and we're going to do a clearing for them. And they don't have to know about this whatsoever. Your spirit, their spirit always suggests a healing. That's why it's here, is to heal the body. Here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, wonderful. So let's see here. We had a question about someone who maybe possibly is deceased right now. And I guess the question was, is that person going to be an entity? What happens is, in most cases, as someone leaves the body, the spirit leaves the body, it'll normally hang around for a while. A while could be a couple of days to maybe a couple of months, typically. Could even be a little longer, but normally it stays only because it wishes to help out the loved ones that's left behind. Although in the process, it is still emotionally traumatized from the life that it led. Because remember, this is a planet that deals in emotions and other things. So what happens is a spirit will eventually leave, and it will go on. What normally sticks around here is entities. So the spirit normally is not an entity. It could be once in a while, okay? But I'd say probably 99% of the time the spirit leaves here. But what you do see as entities, or sense, feel, are the emotional bodies. So now the emotional body needs life force. And so the spirit splits. It has the imprinting of the emotions, and it has to get healed in order to become whole and complete. And remember, the dark side needs to heal the spirit because it wants it to come back in again so it can be very useful to give its life force energy away. This may sound a little strange to some of you, but the healing process that the spirit goes through is not really of the divine energy. It's actually cleared away by, in a sense, the dark side and all the energies, so it can become whole again, so it can go on to, into another lifetime, an another forced lifetime, and then give away its life force energy through the traumas and the emotions that the physical body goes through. So basically, the spirit gets healed and it comes back in, and typically it takes about 50 years for the spirit to come back in again because of all the trauma that it's experienced. Now, the emotional body, again, needs a spirit to live in, needs a body to live in with the spirit in the body so it can get life force energy. So now the emotional body is hanging around, and it doesn't know what to do because the body can no longer give it life, and it cannot attach to the spirit. It's like apples and oranges. It's a whole different life form. So the emotional body is a very low-frequency body, and it's now looking around for another body, and it will normally get attracted to a body with a similar condition that this person has had before their death or during their death time. So if a person was, say, in a car accident and they died from having a broken back in the car, this emotional body and also the spirit that looked out of the eyes will also have a broken back, okay? So the broken back of the spirit will actually get healed at some point, but the broken back of the entity, not which we'll call the emotional body, will not have a healing done to it. So now it looks around for other people who've been in car accidents with bad backs, broken backs, back problems, etc., and it'll resonate to that energy. So that's kind of how the emotional body comes into people. So I hope that answered your question kind of in a roundabout way here. So that the spirit normally will not be an entity, but it will have a problem with the physical attributes of the emotional body, and that will look for someone else, and whatever the person did to, you know, during the dying process, if it was very painful, then it will be a painful experience onto the emotional body. And the emotional body will, again, it's like your spirit, will have the whole lifetime of the person's thoughts imprinted upon it, and it will not get erased, but it will want to live its life with all these thoughts through someone. This is why you want to get rid of entities. So I hope that helped. Let's see here. Let me read the fast chat here. Parallel life clearing. Okay, that's that we can do. Remember, we have lots of these, more than you would ever want to believe. And here we go. And parallel lives are from the dark side again. These are non-light universes that the dark side created. That looks like light. Remember, 99% of the energy, 0.9, will be dark side energies, and we can't tell it apart. So our spirit goes there to help to save a body, just like it's doing in this lifetime. So we're going to release you out of 10 of these here. And most people feel their body changing. I'd like you all to kind of focus on a situation that you had in your life. Could be a physical pain in your body. And we'll just see if this can give you some relief here. Here we go. 10th lifetime. So you're being released from that right now. So there we go. Released. 9th released. 8th released. 7th released. 6th released. 5th released. 4th released. 3rd released. 2nd released. 1st released. And that's it. So again, look. Do some contemplation, see how you feel, see if some of your aches and pains have left you. And remember, your spirit goes into these artificial, intelligent lifetimes created, fabricated by the darkness. They can look just like the one here. This is your deja vu. You can think that it's a parallel, or I mean a past life too. Could be a parallel life. They all look the same to us. And we have a question here. Do the healings that you offer generally heal the spirit, probably 100%? Okay, very good question. Yes, in a sense, I can say yes. The first healing that I would do, like I said, is the emotional healing. That does heal your spirit. And then from there, that's for this lifetime. Remember, your spirit has been in many lifetimes on this planet. So then I do a sensory clearing, which goes back to all past lives. And this heals your spirit from that, and it also takes away, in some of your genetics, the emotional traumas, okay? And then from there, if you want to be extra good and do more, you can also have a healing done to your spirit from its point of origin right now, where it is on the earth plane, going back to conception, we'll say from the light ship. So that goes into lifetimes that you are not on the earth plane here, going all the way back to the original conception of you. Now that's just you, half of you. You see, your other half is also a twin flame energy. And that half does not get healed unless I actually do another healing for that, going back into healing your twin flame energy. And then you are truly, totally healed of everything. But normally we just look at ourselves here as who we are, as our spirit. And that healing is very, very profound. Just even having half of you done. So your twin flame normally is not with you on the earth plane here, because the dark side doesn't want you to have your spiritual integrity and backup. They cut you off from that energy. Okay, we have a thing about cording. I'll try to read into this one here. There's many types of cords. Cording could be like entities too, in a sense. I'll do planetary cording. I think the person is talking about people cording. So let's do that one first, and we'll do planets. Remember your horoscope, put another R and an O in there, and you got horror, or maybe two R's, excuse me. And what it is this is how the dark side controls you. So people in the New Age movement, they always say, oh, we have love and light here and free choice. Well, how do you have free choice when you're being controlled? And people go, we're not being controlled. I go, well, what about your natal chart? What about your horoscope? You can see it every day how the planets are affecting you. Some people say, well, that's a positive thing. Well, it depends how you look at it, you know. The light ship never intended you to be controlled by anything. So anything that goes against your free will and free choice is controlling you. So that's negative. Here we go. This will be cordings from people. So we'll just go back, again, 5 days here. This clearing I do for your whole lifetime, too. And I go through each chakra. In fact, this would take kind of, I'll do each chakra here for 5 days here. Sixth chakra, cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And here we go. 4 days ago. Sixth cleared, man, a lot of stuff here. Fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, in 1 day, yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So cordings are psychic attacks by people. As if you think of anybody in your mind right now, a person, that person is being connected energetically to you. And somehow you put out a mental cord, a psychic cord. Another way, a psychic attack. Remember, New Age metaphysics is using psychic energy to control things. This is what they teach you, unfortunately. So we're being taught science of mind instead of science of heart. And that's the New Age movement, is, you know, to find your parking place, to control your life by creating your reality through the mind. And there's no such thing as mind on the light ship. There's heart energy, and then you use the heart energy in love to bring forth manifestations. You're not controlling anything, okay? It's a heart-based energy. Remember, if you realize what love is and heart energy, you would realize there's a gigantic difference. It's like the opposite of what mind energy is. And during the universal shift, when the whole universe is put back into spiritual integrity of the life 100%, there is no mind energy. So some churches teach the mind of God. Well, right away they're telling you that's, you know, they're trying to brainwash you, saying there is a mind of God. There's no such thing. The light only works in the now. So once you realize that, in fact, you know, if you write it down on a piece of paper, if you get anything out of my show tonight, know that the light only works in the now. Anything outside of the now is not of the light. And you always want to go to your heart center and ask your spirit for guidance. Don't go outside of yourself. You'll have troubles all the time, because you'll be guided by entities which can take you off your true path of spirituality and go down a different road with that. And let me just check the fast chat again here. rainbow energy. That sounds good. So let's get that here. Sit back and relax. We'll bring in the rainbow energy that people may have seen here. The rainbow has been changed again. So if you want to get out a garden hose and squirt it, you're going to see different colors in it. And they'll have special energy bands, so each color is distinct and separate from the next. The older energies, the colors were kind of muddied together. And the light has been changing the rainbow quite frequently here. But the major change, I think, was probably about maybe 4 years ago, I believe. And that's when they came in and actually changed the whole energy system here quite a bit. And the rainbow was one way you could actually see that and see the actual physical, appearance of what they have done. If you don't know, the light ship also changed the sky now. The sky now is much bluer than what it used to be. And they're working with that also. And they're going to be bringing a new oxygen also. So here we go. The new rainbow energy coming in. So I'm going to just pick on a couple colors here. So I'm going to pick on yellow. And they want to bring in blue. This show is live from the light ship. And here we go. They want to bring in violet. And they want to bring in red. They want to bring in these three colors. So here comes the yellow energy. And if you want to bring in your, scroll down on your screen, bring up the light, the bean, or the light ship insignia. Either one will work fine. And here we go. If you're new to the program, click on Creation Light Ship Healings. Scroll down, and you're going to see the light bean. And go a little bit further, and you're going to see the light ship insignia. So here we go. Yellow energy is coming in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There's the yellow energy. Let you experience that here. And it feels very nice to me. And we'll bring in blue energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And here we go, the violet energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the red. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Oh, that's good. Stronger. Okay. So what we're going to do is put these energies in front of you. This is what they're showing me. So the energy to your left will be yellow, your far left. And the energy to your far right will be red. Okay. And if you want to just kind of sense those two energies, you can feel them with your hands here. And to me, they do feel definitely different here. And the energy that will be, we'll just kind of say maybe off-center to the left a little bit, will be blue. And then there we go. And then off to off-center, straight out in front of you to the right a little bit, will be the violet. And if you wish to just bring your hands now across, you can sample four energies just going across in front of you here. And boy, that feels neat. Like it's strong, void, strong, void, strong, void, and strong, okay? And see if anybody else senses that on the fast chat here. And had an email quite a while ago from a gentleman, and it was very nice what he sent. And then I got it sent to me again by another lady today. And this talks about my mission that Jesus talked about. This time 2,000 years ago. This is very interesting. So if you want to write this down, you can go to it. And it's from Four Winds. So I want to thank them for having this up here. So I'll tell you what it is. Maybe somebody could write it down. It's Four Winds, F-O-U-R-W-I-N-D-S, 10.com, and then a / journals, J-O-U-R-N-A-L-S, / Talmud, T-A-L-M-U-D, / Talmud.pdf. and that should bring up the information. And they talk about, I guess, my mission here, if you want to call it that. It's on page 53. I think it's number 18. So we'll just say line 18. And then I think line 80. Then also page 60 from 76 to 83. And it's quite interesting there. So if you want to read about that, that was forecasted by Jesus 2,000 years ago about what's happening right now. So I kind of like reading that. It's interesting, and what I like on it for myself, other than what's stated there, is they do talk about the extraterrestrials, or he does here. I'm trying to pull it up here. Have it on my screen right now. Going, scrolling up here. So I'm going to page 60, I believe. Okay. And here we go. A little faster. There. Went a little bit too far. Here we go. Coming up. And now I got to find out where it is here. If you're wondering why all the previous shows before Christmas talked about the extraterrestrials so much, it's because the light ship was seen where they were to get rid of them. Okay? And here we go. Number 78, and this is on page 60. And it says, this is from Jesus talking, "It will be a time when wars from space begin to threaten, and many new gods will seek to rule over the earth." Okay? Very interesting. And if you watch the movie 10,000 BC, that's another a nice way to see what's happening here. And these are the gods that people pray to in churches. These are extraterrestrial gods that the church has created, thinking that this is the real God that created you. So this is why I say don't pray outside of yourself to anything. You can read it if you wish, and kind of go from there. So I think 53 is one of them, and then I guess page 80 is the other. So anyway, you can have fun during doing that here. I'll probably have this posted on the website here. I think I'll do that, and maybe see if we can highlight the lightship's mission this time around 2,000 years ago. So let's see what we have here. Let's see. I'll read it again here. Okay, so it is, let me pull up the site again here. It's fourwinds.com, fourwinds10.com/journals, journals, Talmud, TALMUD, /Talmud.pdf. And that should be it. And let me go back to fast chat here. If you don't have it, let me know, and maybe we can, in fact, someone wants to just type that in, see if it comes up. It was HTTP at the beginning of it. If it's wrong, let me know. But that's what I have on my Internet Explorer window here on the bottom. Let me go back to fast chat here and get it to come up. There we go. I'll just hit it on, click on it. Thank you, Cindy, for doing that. I'll just see if it comes up here to make sure. It didn't come up. It went to MySpace. So for me, it didn't work. Anyway, let's see what else we have here. We're going to do recordings now from planets. And these planets are, again, extraterrestrial energies. If you want to call them extraterrestrial gods, you could. But these are planets that connect to you. And I don't fully understand it myself. What I would think is that these planets are actually living beings that want to take your energy. And they are planets. So they have that consciousness. I'm going to release you out of 10 of these here. Number 1, I mean that number 10 released, 9 released, 8 released, 7 released, 6 released, 5 released, 4 released, 3, 2, and 1 released. Okay. And again, just see how you feel. And you should feel that you have a much better feeling inside of your body. This feeling should be a little clearer to you. You should feel that your life is a little better right now as far as aches and pains. Everyone may feel a little different here. But as a general rule, you should have your pains being released from you. And again, some people have the consciousness of feeling a little bit lighter during this clearing here. Yeah, I just copied and pasted the journal in here, and it has dash on there, tall dash mud, and that should not be there. So just try that without the dash. So here we go. I'm going to do another five planets. And number 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, and 1 cleared. Great. So again, you know, just think of a problem that you're dealing with right now and do a sampling. We did 15 planets from you and see how you feel. And I'll just put some music on so you can experience this healing here. And do a body scan. And again, scan your heart and ask your spirit how you're doing today. Have that reunion. Remember, love comes walking in. I'd like to bring in the female life beings, and they're here to help us. They'll come in through the light being on your screen, so you may want to scroll up if you're not there. They also come in through the lightship insignia, too, but a lot of times you want to watch the light beings come through the picture of the beautiful light being on your monitor screen. So here we go. They're going to come in to show you their energies. So we'll do them one at a time. And this is quite fascinating. I love doing this here. So this is the first one coming through. And she's talking to me right now. And she's saying that she is tall compared to our race. Okay, she's about 8 foot tall. And she's going to come in. And here she comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Well, thank you for coming. And we'll let you have some music so you can experience her. Then we'll bring in another one in about a minute here. They're all very, very sacred. Very precious beings, very loving and kind and gentle. Bring out another light being, and this one here is completely different, and she's a lot shorter, and she's telling me she's almost 3 foot tall, and she's going to come in here. Remember, there's many different types of life forms that are created on the light ship, and this is their first incarnation, so they're coming to us as that life form. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, enjoy this wonderful light being. And she's going to do some healing work with you. And again, you must request your healing because they always see you in perfect divine perfection. Remember, they don't judge. next energy here. This will be another beautiful light being, and time's kind of getting short here, so here she comes. And this one here, again, is fairly tall, about our height here, basically around 5.5, 6 feet. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Again, request your healing. Time is coming close here to an end. We're going to bring in one more energy here, bring in some peace energy. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll bring in one brand new energy, which we had tonight on our conference call. And this is like a sunfish. And it's a really beautiful energy. So here it comes also, and you can be with this till the end of the show here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So these energies will be with you for a short while here. Normally about a half an hour they will stay with you. You can leave the light being up on your screen. Remember, contact is all it takes. Connect to yourself, inside of yourself. Love comes walking in. So, tell all of you blessings, and we'll see you again on the Friday show. It's at 9 o'clock PST. And hope to see you online there. And I'll be in San Francisco end of this month with the Creation Light Ship Infusion Chamber, Light Infusion Chamber. It'll be awesome. So, if you're able to come to San Francisco, you can just look it up on the internet there. Type in New Living Expo, and they'll give you the times and stuff. We're booth, 432. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a good evening. Goodbye, everyone.